Hey, so we are back in Biyam Darkecha, Darche Avodah Lemaaseh. We're still in the preface, in the Mavo HaSefer, in the preface. We are on page Hey. I'm continuing where we left off last time. We're up to Os Gimel Omek, Hatainug HaChibur, in Hashem Yisbarach, the depth. The depth of enjoyment, the real core of enjoyment, the enjoyment that he's been talking about, where enjoyment is a inevitable is bound up with true avodas Hashem, and it's necessary and critical to actually enjoy the avodas Hashem that we do, because if we're not enjoying that, we're going to have to find our enjoyment somewhere else. Inevitably, we have to. We're hardwired to enjoy life, and if we're not finding enjoyment, meaning sipuk hanefesh, tainug, simcha, in avodas Hashem and positive things, we're going to have to go looking for it, and it's going to be easier for the Yetzer Hara to bring us to find it in things that, in the long run, and in the reality of things, are actually negative. So the depth of Tainug, the real core of Tainug, what animates Tainug, is Hachibur Hashem Yisbarach, is connectivity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says as follows. He says, "V'im if you reflect on this deeply, if you meditate on this idea deeply, Nira, Shemuchrach Sheyiyah Tainug Bavodas Hashem Yisbarach, Yitachen." It has to be that a person must experience a tainug in their avodas Hashem, and it can't actually be otherwise. It can't actually be that if what you're doing is indeed avodas Hashem, it does not it looks like avodas Hashem, not it appears to be avodas Hashem, not it's what other people tell you is avodas Hashem. It cannot be that you do that and you're not going to experience tainug. Kihine. Yisod Emunas Yisrael Gu, a foundation of Jewish faith, of Jewish belief, is Lahamin Biyuchad Hashem Yisrael. Is to believe, is to trust in the absolute and total unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shein Od Milvado, that there's nothing else in reality, nothing else actually exists other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? It looks like other things exist. As the Mekubalim teach us, right, that as a result of the original tzimtzum and every other tzimtzum that has ever taken place since then, it often appears and feels and seems like other things exist. It seems like I exist, and our chair exists, and the table exists, and apples exist, and pleasure from food exists, and pleasure from clothing exists, and money, and so on. It seems like all these things exist. But the truth is that the only actual thing that exists is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Od Milvado, as the as the Ramchal also says at the very beginning of Klach Tischei Chachma, there's only one real Ratzon in the world. Everything else that seems to be a Ratzon, that seems to be a will, that seems to be a power to decide things, to create things, to control things, it's just a derivative of the one single will that fills everything, the Ratzon Hashem. So that's the truth. That's the foundational principle of Emunas Yisrael, he says. A Jew has to know and has to understand and believe and trust. It's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and it's not just that once the world was created, he now runs the world, controls the world, orchestrates things, right? As if there are two separate things, as if there is a world that created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and once it's created, it exists separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's managed and controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ella, rather, Shekemo Shekodem HaBriya, Lo Haya El Hashem Yisbarach, rather, just as before creation, nothing else existed, there was just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kach Gam Acher HaBriya Hu HaKol. After creation, the same is true. Nothing has actually changed, right? That you are the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the exact same thing before there was creation and after this creation. There's no change in actual reality. Nothing exists. There is no other thing that exists outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And consequently, what that means is that every created thing has no independent existence. Even for a second, right? Nothing exists even for a split second on its own power, standing on its own two legs. Rather, everything that exists only exists and only is sustained and only lives and is only real as a result of the Or HaEloki, the divine light, Shenishba Bahem, that is expressed into them, Umachaya, Umahava Osam, and makes them real, makes them present, makes them a reality, and enlivens them and gives them existence, B'chol Rega V'rega, at every single second. Right, this Or Eloki, as the Mikubalim tell us, that when we speak about Or Eloki, there are different things that we could be referring to. We're referring to all of them, really, but Or Eloki is really Ratzon. It's a way that we express the idea of the Ratzon Hashem. Right. So the Ratzon Hashem, the fact that God thinks an apple, so to speak, God thinks an apple, the apple exists because there's no difference between God thinking something or wanting something and that thing actually being so. There's no right. If I want a picture, I have to sit down and I have to take out a piece of paper and I have to take out a pencil and I have to actually draw the picture. And there's a gap between my will to have the picture and my ability to actually produce the picture, depending on what materials I have and what abilities I have to actually create the picture that I want to be creating, that I desire to create. But those are all limitations on my ability to actualize the things that I want, actualize my Ratzon. And so there's a disconnect and there's a distortion between the actual Ratzon as it exists in my head and what's produced in action. But for the all-powerful HaKol Yachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no such limitation and there is no such gap in ability and there is no such reliance on what raw materials and what abilities and what vision and what ability to execute vision. Everything is encompassed within that single Ein Sof, and therefore, immediately when there's a Ratzon, the product of that Ratzon, the intent of that Ratzon, immediately comes into existence. And that's the only way that anything can come into existence, because if there's only one God and there's only one Ratzon, then the only way anything can result is if that Ratzon wills it. So that means that everything that exists really doesn't exist on its own and is constantly, perpetually being sustained and created and recreated at every moment by that Ratzon that defines it and makes it what it is. V'hine ha'or ha'loki hazeh, this divine light, this or elokos, shenishba b'chol beruim, which is expressing or being expressed into all of creation or every creation, machayo sam, and enlivens them, gives them life, gives them definition. Nikra nitzotzos, that light that expresses into the form of different creations, it's called nitzotzos, sparks, right? So again, this is all metaphorical, but the metaphor that's being played out is that there's an all-encompassing unified or elokus, right, a light. That light can be subdivided, so to speak. It can't actually be subdivided because God is indivisible. And if God is indivisible, God's Ratzon is indivisible. But it seems like the light is divisible into individual sparks. And each individual spark now it becomes the source that creates every individual thing. Each individual thing being created by a particular spark, right? So that's why, you know, it seems as if there's a difference between a table and a chair and an apple and an orange, because each one is being created by a unique nitzotz. And so the nitzotz that creates a chair is different from the nitzotz that creates the table, because one represents a ratzon for a chair, the other represents a ratzon for a table. And so they express or they produce different realities in the real world that they're being reflected onto, or the physical world that they're being reflected onto. Dahainu oros katanim, right? So each of these nitzotzos, each of these sparks are little ores, are little lights, shenishba'im me'ashem isbarach el ha'nivraim, which are being expressed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to creations, lachios osam, lahavos osam, to give them life and to give them reality. V'chol tainug v'hana sheyesh me'ez ha'nivra, and therefore, every tainug and every enjoyment, every pleasure, that exists, that occurs, that is produced through any creation. Hu rak me'anitzus shibo. It's being produced not by the creation itself, it's being produced by the nitzos that's contained within that creation, right? Because to say, just to use a simple example, if I take a bite out of an apple and the bite of the apple is enjoyable, it can't possibly be that it's the apple, the inherent independent reality of the apple that provides me with enjoyment, as if an apple has the ability to give me enjoyment, or as if I, an independent creature with a brain and a nervous system, have the ability to experience pleasure as a result of putting the input of an apple into my brain and nervous system and taste buds and so on and so forth. As if those just happen because they are an independent system that exists on its own. Rather, each of those things is only existing at this moment because of the Nitzos Elokus that's creating it right now. And that means that the thing that's providing me with pleasure when I bite into that apple, both the aspects of the apple itself that are triggering my taste buds and my smell of the sense of smell and taste and touch and so on and so forth, and the electrical messages that are being sent to my brain and the way my brain interprets those messages and the sensation of pleasure that that produces in me and all of the effects that that has on the rest of my body, all of those are phenomena, created phenomena. They don't happen or exist on their own. And because they're being created, they must be being created by each one an individual nitzotz elokus. And so what's really creating the experience of tainug is our elokus. It has to be, he says. Ukagon, for example, kasher adam ochel eiz macho ma'aneg. When a person eats a particular enjoyable food, azai then be'emes hahana v'hatainug heim rak me'anitzas shemahave es hamacho azai. It must be that the enjoyment that you're getting out of that food, it's just rak me'anitzas shemahave es hamacho, that's coming from the nitzos elokus, the or elokus, a little bit of the particular very unique aspect of or that's making that food what it is. Ki rak hu hametzias hamitz, because that nitzos is the only true reality that exists in that food, right? The form, the chomer of the apple, the substance, the material substance of the apple, is just a malbush. It's just an outer dressing. It's just a chitzoni appearance that the nitzos elokus, the actual tzura within the apple, takes on. But the only real thing there is the or elokus that, reflected onto a physical world like ours, takes the form of apple. And therefore, the only thing that the tainug is coming from is from that nitzos. And the food, or the physical food item, is just something that enclosed, covers over, helps reveal that nitzos elokus in a physical world, right? And that's important to appreciate, right? Because it's not that the apple is unimportant or the physical form of the apple is unimportant, right? There's no actual way for a physical creature like me to process the enjoyment or the absorption of the or elokus of that apple or the rough zone that creates that apple unless it's through the physical medium of that apple, because I am a physical creature that lives in a physical world. So that physical form is a critical medium. It's a malbush, it's a merkava, it's a kli that allows that nitzos elokus within the apple, that forms the apple and constitutes the apple, to actually function and operate within this world. No different than the way a body becomes the form, the chomer, the physical substance that allows a spiritual neshama to operate and do things and accomplish things and experience things and see things in a physical world. Right? A neshama without a body doesn't exist, may as well not exist in a physical world, right? It makes no difference. It can't operate, it can't engage with anything, it can't do anything. It needs a body in order to function and accomplish anything in a physical world. And from this, inevitably, we can understand that if from a small nitzot, from a small spark of or elokus that's contained, that's hidden within a physical object, that a person enjoys and receives an enjoyable experience by connecting to that nisus, right? When you bite into the apple, you're connecting with the will, the ratzon that creates the experience and the reality of that apple. And by connecting with that, or you enjoy the apple. Azai, then, kasha adam is chaber b'Hashem is baratzon. If so, then when a person connects with HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself, not through the medium of an apple, but in a more direct way, certainly then it has to be that you're going to experience even greater powerful pleasure. It can't be otherwise. And the same is true with any form of connection and attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's necessary from the essence of how reality functions. It must be that a person is going to experience powerful enjoyment from that experience of Deveikus and Chibur with HaKadosh Baruch. Has to be, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only source of such pleasure in the first place. But Mitzvos, and certainly, especially when it comes to engaging with Torah and Mitzvos, because through then, that is how the Or HaLikus is revealed, the Gilui Gadol, in a more powerful, apparent way, right? Of course, the apple, the chair, the table also is a Gilui Shechina B'Tachton. It's a way of revealing some aspect of the Ratzon Hashem in this world. But because an apple or a table or a chair or whatever it else is a much more physical object and a physical experience, much more Megusham, therefore, the presence and reality of the Ratzon Hashem animating that thing and making that thing real and not dependent, the reality of Ein Od Milvado is less apparent when I eat at the apple or I sit down in a comfortable chair or whatever. Right? But Torah and Tefillah, Torah and Mitzvos, etc., that's on an obvious level, those are less Megusham things. Those are things that are already abstracted a little bit away, even in their physical earthly forms. Those are things that are already abstracted a little bit away from physicality and materiality. They're spiritual things, they're religious things. And because of that, they're more easily able to function in a way that is Megala, the Shechina, is Megala, the Or within them. The Gavanim shown, and in different ways, right? Every mitzvah, every bit of Torah is revealing or reflecting a different color, a different aspect, a different tinge of the full spectrum of this Or. And then certainly with those things, in those things, one is able to access and receive a powerful, powerful sense of tainug for the soul. Okay, so I want to go back just to a couple of footnotes that we skipped as we read through the section. The first footnote is footnote hey, where he explains what he said in the main text. He said that the tainug, the enjoyment that exists within a food item, for example, the example that he gave us, the pleasure, the enjoyment that exists within a food item, it comes from the nitzav that's contained within that food item, because that nitzav is the only real reality that exists. So he says as follows in the footnote. He says, ki ha-his, ki ba-his bonenus amukud nothing. With deep reflection, with deep meditation, you can understand. She'ein klum chutz me'Hashem Yisroch. There's nothing outside of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, right? That's philosophically necessary. And that's a core principle, like you said earlier. There's nothing outside of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. If you have a proper definition of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, which is by definition the infinite, all-encompassing, Akol Yachol, et cetera, and you reject the idea of multiple ultimate powers, especially to the extent that that is a paradox, but you reject the idea of multiple powers, so it must be that there's only one ultimate power, and that nothing actually can exist in competition or independent of that power. Kikol ein lahem atmis. No creation has an independent reality. The davar kaim meatzma. Nothing exists on its own. Elakol kiyumam, rak me'ar Hashem yisbarach, nishba behemet b'tmidus. Rather, all of their existence, all of their continued existence, their sustenance, their ongoing existence in reality, is all because of the aur of Hashem that is expressing into them constantly. Ki kach shirak aur Hashem yisbarach hu hadavar shekayim be'emet. Likewise, the aur that creates all things, that's the only thing that exists for real. Mitzad atzmo, from its own perspective. Nothing else creates it, nothing comes before it. It's the only thing. Umukoach atzmo, it's the only thing that exists on its own, under its own power. It's not dependent on anything else, right? It's just an expression of the Ratzon Hashem, so that's self-sustaining and self-independent. Kihu etzem hamatzias, that is the essence of all reality. And as all creations are at their core just a kli and a lavush, they're just a vessel for that aura, they're just a form of clothing that covers over that aura and allows it to exist in a limited way within a physical world. They're just a kli and a lavush for the enlivening inner light that is constantly expressing within them at every moment. And therefore, that means that the physical form of anything, the physical reality of anything, is not something independent. It's not something that exists really on its own. It's something that exists only as a consequence and is entirely dependent on the aura that gives it any purpose for existence. Ulinivra gam ein shum koach atzmi. And likewise, every creation has no independent power. Elakol hakoach hu rak shel Hashem Yisbarach. All independent power, all power, all ability, only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elash Hashem Yisbarach mestaser. Except that this ultimate, all-encompassing power, ability for it to do and control everything, it's often hidden. Umagala es kocho v'oro derech hanivra. And it's only revealed through creation. Avo b'pnimius, right? It's not revealed explicitly. This is to create space for bechira. This is to create space for the opportunity to make choices and thereby earn our keep, so to speak, and avoid the problem of nahama de kisufa that we would be experiencing elokus in this world without having done anything to deserve that experience, which is a less enjoyable, less profoundly good experience than earning it, and therefore we earn it because we exist in a world where that presence isn't always apparent. It's often not apparent, and we have to work at finding it. So we work hard at finding it. We've accomplished something when we see it, and there, when we enjoy the experience and of seeing it, we deserve it, or we perceive as if we deserve it. So we're not ashamed and embarrassed that we're getting a handout, so to speak. Avo b'pnimius, in any case, internally, hakol zechu. Internally, everything is just the or. V'hanivra hu shaliach shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that means that every creation is just a shaliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shebara oso, that created it, kidei sheyifal im hakoach hazeh pu'ulos bo. That, so that it should act with this power, with this ability that the Or HaKadosh is giving it constantly, and be able to do things in this world. Vanivrahu achrai amaisav, and therefore the creation, created things are responsible for their conduct. La'asos the shlichus do karosav Hashem Yisbarach, to do their shlichus, to do the agency that they have been given, as in accordance with Hashem's will. Kefi shahora lanu v'tarasav. And then he goes on in the next footnote to speak briefly about why it is that it's the nitzot that's contained within everything that provides the point or the cause of any tainug that we experience with anything. He says, mashal, you can understand this with the following metaphor. La'adam shenason kaf devash v'tavshil. A person puts a spoon of honey into a dish. V'ta'am o ha'matok murgash u'ma'aneh. And now the flavor, that sweet flavor of the honey, is sensed and it's enjoyable. Vine, im kaf shalem me'aneges, if one little spoon of honey in a large dish is able to sweeten that dish and make it that enjoyable. Im yochal, so if you ate the honey itself without mixing it into the dish, without using the dish as a vehicle for delivering the flavor of the honey, atzuma, you would have a more powerful sense of sweetness coming from the honey. Below you talk in it would have to be that way, right? If honey mixed into the dish is sweet, then honey not mixed into the dish is going to be that much sweeter. And the depth of all of this is as follows. Footnote number Zion. Sheba MS kol etzem hamusag tainug hu hargashas hachibur shel hanivra im or habore. The whole idea of tainug, the whole character of tainug, of the experience of enjoyment and pleasure, is simply the experience of feeling the connectivity between a creation and its creator. Chibur haneshama im shorasha, the chibur, the connection of a neshama with its source. Zuhi hamahus ha'amitis shel tainug. This is the real essential form or the essence of all tainug. Shehis she ha'is chavros hanivra im or boro. The connection of the nivra, the creation, with the or of its creator. But this experience of connectivity can be revealed in many different forms. Avopnimius is called tainug, right? Sometimes it's the apple, sometimes it's tefillah, sometimes it's Torah, sometimes it's clothes, sometimes it's a comfortable chair. All of those are pleasurable experiences, right? They're all different kinds of pleasurable experiences, different kinds of enjoyment. It's different forms through which the neshama is experiencing connectivity with its source, and this way it's experiencing connectivity with its source is because in that activity, in that experience, connecting to the nitzotz elokus that's contained within the phenomenon of that activity. Our pnimi is called tainug sheyesh olam ki shetamun sham nitzos or elokim. But at the end of the day, what this means is that internally, every experience of enjoyment only exists as a result of the nitzotz or eloki, the small little bit, the particular unique aspect of the total or ratzon elokos that's hidden within that physical phenomenon. And the soul is experiencing enjoyment as a result of connecting with that or. Right? So some aspect of the neshama is reconnecting with the aspect of the or that creates the apple or creates the chair, creates the whatever experience it happens to be that brings enjoyment. That connecting point is an experience of wholeness and a returning to the source of the neshama, returning to the roots of the neshama. So now it experiences wholeness. Things are back the way they're supposed to be. It's not a spiritual neshama that's left adrift into a physical world where it no longer is connected to its spiritual source. Rather, even within its existence in a physical world, it can be connected to its spiritual source, and it connects through that spiritual source, through the experiences of the body that carries the neshama, interacting with the physical objects, phenomena, realities that carry within them corresponding nitzotzos of our elokus. Okay. Amnam. So back into the main text, Os Dalet. Amnam, however. Although it's true, as we just said, that all tainugim, all experiences of enjoyment are consequences or are derived from the nitzos of or of course that's contained within everything. Mikol makom, nevertheless, in order to create challenges and an opportunity for free choice, or at least the experience or the illusion of free choice, not an illusion, the genuine experience that we have of free choice, nitzan koach v'klipos. Power, ability was given to what are called klipos, Lahatos Esa'adam, to mistake a person, to cause a person to make a mistake. Lahatzig, and to make it look ki'ilu chas v'shalom yesh kol chos v'hanaz chot v'shem yisrael. Right? There's something called klipos. Klipos are the things that give the impression that there are independent powers and independent points of enjoyment and sources of enjoyment that exist in the world outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anything that leads us to that idea, that notion that there's something outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that can bring me what I need, that is what is, that's what's referred to as a klipa, something that covers over a shell, right? It's something like the shell of a fruit, right? The fruit is the important part. The shell is not the part that I want to eat. The peel is not what I want to eat. It's something that exists on the outside of the fruit that maybe looks nice and looks shiny and looks enticing, but I don't want to eat the peel. I want to eat the actual fruit. And he's going to explain in footnote Ches, he explains at length this idea of klipos and why we use this term klipos to describe what it is we're talking about. We'll come back to the footnote in a minute. He continues, he says, Ki zeh l'umah zeh asah lehem. Like the Pasuk in Bereishis says, because Hashem created everything in opposites, right? Competing opposites or complementary opposites. And therefore, opposite the true enjoyment that exists by connecting to nitzotzos the lukus that exists within all physicality, yesh es dimyon tanugei haklipos. There is something similar to that. There's an analogous kind of enjoyment that it can be had through klipos. Sheminasos lepachos lefatos es adam lahanos me'atanugim. That try to entice us, to seduce people, to take enjoyment not from the Or Elokus contained within things, but from the klipa itself. Okay, again, he'll explain how that works, but very, very briefly. The whole idea of the klipa is that there are klipos in general, are that there are ways of trying to convince us that what we're enjoying and what we're connecting to and what's valuable is not the Or Elokus and everything or the Ratzon Hashem that makes everything what it is. What we're connecting to and what's real and what matters is the external physical form, right? So to use the very simple example that we were using before, the klipa is the physical reality of the apple, the juiciness of the apple, the sweetness and tartness of the apple, the calories within the apple, the vitamins within the apple, all of the things that I want in that apple. That produces the effect of perhaps convincing me that what I want in that apple and what I value in that apple and what I get out of that apple is the apple itself, its physical reality, as if its physical reality is real. But we just said that the physical reality of that apple is not real. It's just an illusion, right? Because the only real reality is the Ratzon Hashem that creates that apple. So connecting with that nitzotz elokus that makes that apple is to be able to see past the physical reality of the apple and appreciate that the physical reality is just a malbush and a kli, but not the actual thing that's providing me with what I'm getting. And if I see past the klipa, then what am I connecting with as I enjoy that apple? I'm connecting with the thing that makes that apple enjoyable, which is the Or Elokus. But if I don't see past it, if I think I enjoy the apple because the apple is juicy, or the apple is ripe, or the apple is tart, or the apple is crispy, or whatever it is, and that's what I think is bringing me the enjoyment, then I'm being sucked in by a klipa that convinces me that the enjoyment or the thing that I need, the energy that I need, the vitamins that I need, et cetera, exist independent of the Or Elokus that makes that apple what it is. I think it's the vitamins in the apple that I want. Not. The vitamins are just the physical form that the Or Elokus, which is really providing me with what I need, takes on. And so that's how klipa functions. He explains this more in the footnote. We'll come back to the footnote. But in truth, kol tanugehem heim tanuge sheker reken. The truth is that all of the enjoyment that I get out of a klipa is really false and empty. Ukamosha kasuv, as it says in Mishlei, al titol lematamosav, uhu lechem kizavim. Right? Don't crave his delicacies. They're counterfeit food. They're fake foods. They're fake sustenance. Right? That's referring to the Yetzer Hara, that's referring to the klipa, which looks like it's what's providing us with something valuable, but the truth is that that's not actually what's providing Okay, so now I just want to go to the footnote, and we'll look at footnote Ches, and then we'll end there for tonight. Well, footnote Ches and Tes maybe. Okay, so footnote Ches explains the idea of klipos, explains the terminology a little bit. It says klipos. The word klipa is just another way of saying, of referring to the sitra achra, the hainu hayetzara, the chelosa, which is itself just another way of referring to the yetzara and all of the other forces that the yetzara deploys, right? Whatever exactly that refers to, everything that's a klipa, that is the sitra achra, that is the yetzara, that's what we refer to every time we refer to these things, right? It's not this devil on the shoulder. It's the things that exist within the world that lead us to think, or to mistakenly believe, or mistakenly think that physical reality is independent and real and it provides me with what I need, as opposed to no, physical reality is just the physical manifestation of the Ratzon Hashem, and it's the Ratzon Hashem that's the only real reality here. V'heimut Guram b'shem zeh. Klipos are referred to as klipos. Just as a klipa, just as a peel covers a fruit, until the point such that a person looks at the fruit from the outside, you don't see the actual fruit, you see the peel. So too, the klipos rather, the klipos cover over and hide the reality of Hashem Yisbarach and his unity within the world. Ad shahamistaka b'chitzonius, until the point where a person that looks at reality from the outside, near Elosha olam kaim la'atzmo, it looks to that person as if the world exists on its own, right? It looks as if apples are delicious. It looks as if chairs are comfortable. It looks as if, if I don't eat, I'll be hungry. If I do eat, I won't be hungry. If I have these clothes, then I'll be comfortable. If I have those clothes, I won't be comfortable. I need a bigger house. If I have this job, I'll have this amount of money. If I have that job, I'll have that amount. Right? All of these physical realities having an independent power of their own to create their own realities. Vishuhum is now with Iteva, and as if everything is conducted and everything runs and is conducted according to the rules of cause and effect and the rules of nature. Vava dosenu. Kohazmani, and our spiritual work all the time is as follows. Lizarbizet, be careful with this. Lakaleh the chodavar as haklipa, to peel away the klipa as much as we can in every single thing, right? And really, this is not peeling away the klipa, then you're done. It's really peeling away endless successive layers of klipa in every single thing, in every single experience. Ulagia lepri, and to thereby get closer and closer to the fruit that's inside. Which really is the inner truth that the Hainu Liros, which is that is to see the reality that the only thing that exists here is or Elokos is the Ratzon Hashem within everything. So the idea of the Klipa is it's everything that causes me to see something other than Einod Mavado and the Ratzon Hashem as real. And the job then is to peel away layers of that, layer by layer, to see less significance, less independent reality, or less independent significance to those klipos, those physical realities that look as if they're real, look as if they're solid, look as if they are unassailably permanent and existing. And to slowly, slowly reveal a little bit more and a little bit more in everything and every experience and every encounter, that what's the only thing that's really happening here is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is making this reality at this very moment. It doesn't really exist on its own. And anything that appears to be existing is just a reflection of the Ratzon that wants it to exist that way. Vihine, he continues in footnote 9. Vihine, tzarach, you have to understand. How it is that klipos have this ability to fool us? As if they fool us to think that there's an enjoyment, there's pleasure, there's opportunity for what we want within them. Dainu called for masur, particularly within prohibited things, right? Not every klipa is prohibited, but many times the klipas are prohibited, right? Let's use, again, a simplistic example, a cheeseburger, right? How is it that the klipa functions to convince me that cheeseburgers are delicious and will make me feel full and will have me enjoying my burger? Da. So he says this false. He says, understand. So just as within everything that exists, there is an nitzot elokus that makes it exist. As it says in the Torah, as it says in Tehillim, that you enliven everything, you make everything exist. Azai. Then gam leklipos yesh nitzot shemeir lehem. That means that klipos, which exist, right, the physical structure of the apple, the smell of the cheeseburger, those are things that exist. And that means that those phenomenon also contain within them a ratzon Hashem, a klipa, that's a nitzos that's making them real. Ela shezeb hawa matzuma, but that our elokus within that klipa is very, very hidden. V'tachas harbe harbe levushim. It's only there underneath many, many layers. U'kmoshen iskar b'azor ha-kodesh, like it says, ha-kodesh, like it says in the Zohar, the less bria ba'alma, the less be nehiru dakik zayir mitzitrin to kedusha. There's nothing that exists that doesn't contain at least a very fine ray of light from the side of kedusha, right? Even terrible things, even usher things, even harmful things, even dangerous things, even so-called bad things, at their core, they're Ratzon Hashem, right? Because again, they couldn't exist other than unless Hashem wanted them to exist, because nothing exists independently. Nothing has the ability to counter the Ratzon Hashem, because nothing is on par with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Yichud means. Nothing is on par with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Echad. And that means then that even the worst things in the world, the most usher things in the world, most evil, harmful, dangerous, terrible, wicked things in the world, they are reflections of a ratzon for that thing to exist as it does, in the form that it does. Now, it's very, very hard to see how that can be the ratzon Hashem. That what that means is that the ratzon Hashem is covered over layer of wickedness and evil and badness and our impressions of what is good and bad and so on and so forth. Those are all covering the reality that at the end of the day, somehow, the ultimate good in the world wants this to be this way. No, however, it's very, very hidden. Up to the point where we can't even like mention it, right? We can't contemplate or mention really how it could be that this is a nitzot elokus contained within this horrible, terrible, or prohibited thing. And there's a lot to say about this, but it's not the right place for it. But since the nitzot elokus is hidden within the klipa, it's contained within a klipa, again, because a klipa exists, and if it exists only because there's a ratzon willing it to exist at the very moment. That ratzon is the ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem is totally and completely good, and therefore it can't be other than that deep, 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 deep down, this is as it should be. It appears to a person, it leads a person to believe that the tainug comes from the klipa itself, from the sin, right? The pleasure and satiation, energy and calories, health and whatever, comes from the cheeseburger. That's what it looks like. Because I can't, it's very hard for me to see how whatever I'm getting out of the cheeseburger is really coming from the nitzos elokos within the cheeseburger, because how could I see any nitzos elokos within the cheeseburger sauce? And because of this, a person can make the mistake to think that the tainug is coming from the cheeseburger, and because of that, there's a desire and there's a challenge to eat the cheeseburger, because cheeseburger is good. Cheeseburger provides me with what I'm looking for. I'm hungry. I want the pleasure of this flavor, this taste, this smell, etc. And the cheeseburger will provide me with this thing. And the thing that's providing me with it is the cheeseburger itself. So I go for the cheeseburger. Avalanasi, but it's not true. The truth is the truth is that the physical makeup of the cheeseburger doesn't contain any good with it. The pleasure, the goodness in the cheeseburger is contained within the nitzos within the cheeseburger. That is the Ratzon Hashem that makes the cheeseburger. Vizuasiba, Shemi, Shemispata, Lokeha, Saklipa, Kidilagi, and that's why when a person is seduced into taking the klipa, the physical object, right? They're engaging with the physicality of the object, not the spirituality, the nitzos contained within the object. They're attaching themselves to the klipa in order to take the enjoyment that they get from the klipa, that they think that they'll get from the klipa. Azai, even if they have a little bit of enjoyment, a short fleeting pleasure from it. Inevitably, at the end, that pleasure goes away. It's not a lasting pleasure. It's not a kind of nitzli. It's not a permanent pleasure. It's not an eternal pleasure. It goes away, and then you want more. You're not good again. Because although at the first instant you're touching, so to speak, you're connecting to the nitzah, and you're enjoying something, immediately after you enjoy it, the nitzah falls away. And because the thing you're enjoying or the thing that you perceive yourself as enjoying is not the nitzah. The thing you perceive yourself as enjoying is the cheeseburger. And that means that you're not connecting with the nitzos, you're connecting with the physicality of the cheeseburger. The physicality of the cheeseburger doesn't actually hold anything real for you. And so you're connecting with something that's fake and illusory, that's not actually real. And so the illusion of what I'm getting out of the cheeseburger goes away. Who or Hashem. And this is all because, since the essence of a nitzos is that it is an expression, a reflection of the Ratzon Hashem, azai yesh lekafto, that means that you can't take it, you can't access it in Maaseh Iser. You can't access that nitzos. You can't connect to the Ratzon Hashem by doing something that's negative to the Ratzon Hashem. Who shel haklipos, and by thinking, you can't connect with it by thinking that the enjoyment I'm getting is from the klipa itself rather than from the nitzos. He's a sphere gemura. This is a complete contradiction, right? If the thing that makes the cheeseburger enjoyable, or if the thing that makes the cheeseburger what it is Or Elukos, which is really actually just Ratzon Hashem. And at the same time as there's a Ratzon Hashem making the cheeseburger exist, there's also a Ratzon Hashem that says, don't eat the cheeseburger. It can't possibly be that eating the cheeseburger is going to connect me with a Ratzon that provides me with enjoyment, pleasure, satisfaction through the eating of the cheeseburger. The only thing I connect to is, I can get something out of is by connecting to the Ratzon Hashem by avoiding the cheeseburger. That's a connection with the nitzos. The same will that says there should be a cheeseburger is the same will that says don't eat the cheeseburger. And so by not eating the cheeseburger, I connect with the will that created the cheeseburger as a negative reality that's supposed to be avoided. And so by avoiding the cheeseburger, I connect with the or that cre the Ratzon, the or that creates that cheeseburger, and I enjoy the cheeseburger by not enjoying it, so to speak. Ella hadera and the fullness. So the appropriate way, the right way, the appropriate approach is lahasig es is to grasp the nitzos of a prohibited thing, the imatainuk shiva, and the pleasure that exists within it. He al yedei ahisgavrus v'hachnina l'dvar Hashem is, as we just said, it's by strengthening yourself and by submitting to the will of Hashem, to the Ratzon Hashem. V'daf al yedei zeh ha'atam podim ha'klipos. This is how you redeem the klipos. Esachelek sheshayach nitzos. The part of the nitzos that creates that cheeseburger that's relevant to you that you can access, which is the part that will bring you time. Makabalos so I love, and that's how you receive it, that's how you internalize it. Okay. So that's just his explanation for how it is that klipos themselves, which are created phenomena, and therefore are reflections of and contain and are created by a Ratzon Hashem and Ora Lachus. How it is then that the Ora Lachus that creates things that I'm not allowed to connect to, now is also a source of pleasure within the thing that I'm not supposed to be accessing. And so I connect with, sometimes I connect with Ora Lachus by partaking of the thing that exists, the physical thing created by that or. And that's because that or, that Ratzon, is creating that thing, and that same Ratzon is saying, eat this thing, enjoy this thing, right? A delicious steak that's the product of a proper shchita and good business practices, et cetera, right? That is a reflection of the Ratzon Hashem that says, this is a good thing, eat it. That piece of meat, that steak, is something that I will get something out because the Ora Lachus that makes it real aligns with the Ora Lachus, the Ratzon Hashem that says, eat it, enjoy it. But when it comes to something that is created by an Ora Lachus at the same time that there's an Ora Lachus, a Ratzon Hashem that says, don't engage, don't encounter, engage with, connect to this physical object. That means that the nature of the Ratzon Hashem, the Ora Lachus that's making that object exist, is a negative Ratzon that says, I want this object to exist so that you don't engage with it. And therefore, the way that you engage and connect with the Ratzon of that object, the Ora within that object, is by avoiding it. And that's how you experience the tainug of the Ora Lachus and Dveikus with the aspect of the Ora Lachus contained within the Davar HaAsur. Okay. Well, that's a good place to stop. We made it to Os Hey at the very top of page Ches. And Be'ezras Hashem, we will continue.